Hi, word nerds. What's going on? Hello. Welcome to my show. Thank you very much for turning on this show, podcast, YouTube, whatever place you prefer is great with me as long as you're just watching. Let's get into the words right away. No time to lose. Today I'm recording this on April 16th at 6:58 a.m. I'm going to be recording with a guest tonight after work. This episode has long aired, long time ago. Hope it's a great one. Evolution and Other Words with Natalia Reagan. If you haven't listened to it, why not go back? Okay, the first word in this episode is the second form of the word exercise. E-X-E-R-C-I-S-E. Verb from the 14th century. It looks like it's just... we're starting with transitive. 1A. To make effective in action, and the synonym is use, as in didn't exercise good judgment. Oh no, what did they do? Not exercising good judgment. They didn't use good judgment in that situation where they walked out into the street without looking both ways. 1B, to bring to bear, and the synonym is exert, which will be later in this episode, as in the example, exercise influence. Exercise influence, exert influence. Well, I mean, we could probably use the word use here again. Use influence, maybe? To bring to bear. I'm going to exercise my influence because I am an influencer. I'm going to influence you to keep on watching my show. 1C is to implement the terms of as an option. There was a similar definition in the previous form of the word in the previous episode. I think an example that I did not say at that time, which makes sense with the word option, is stocks. If you have stock options in a company, maybe you work for the company, maybe you don't, I don't know the logistics of your situation, but you can exercise your stocks. You want to use them, you want to implement the terms that are set by them. I think that would make sense in this that context. Okay, 2A is to use repeatedly in order to strengthen or develop, as in exercise a muscle. Exercise the muscles. I am very limited in what I can do with my muscles in this little situation. I can work out this arm real good while this other arm is holding a microphone. Exercise. I did some exercising this morning. Did a little crunches, did a little push-ups, did a few of those tricep things where you put the weight in your hand and you do the tricep things. Oh yeah, look at that arm hair. It's such beautiful arm hair. And look at those triceps. Oh baby, they're kicking it. I will talk about this. I used another piece of equipment, which is coming up real soon. But wait for that. I did some stretching too. You gotta stretch, work and stretch, exercise those muscles. 2B is to train as troops by drills and maneuvers. Just pretend that the troops are the muscles and you have to exercise the muscles. And so you're telling the troops, go run around a lot and you will be fully exercised. 2C is to put through exercises, as in exercise the horses. Yep, the horses need exercise. Although I think with animals, especially wild animals, they're usually pretty good at exercising on their own. You don't need to make them exercise. Cats and stuff, sometimes they just like to play. They're like, oh my God, I got so much energy. I got to go run around a lot now because I got to get all this energy out. Now I'm exercising. With humans, though, we need to consciously tell ourselves when it is time to exercise. We have to force ourselves to do it. For some reason, we've lost some of our natural play and movement and stuff. We need more than that. I'm sitting on this chair in front of a computer screens, and this is not natural. You got to exercise the horse. Put through exercises. Exercise the horses. 3A, to engage the attention and effort of. To engage the attention and effort of. I am trying to engage your intention in the weirdest way possible. So I'm trying to exercise the relationship between us? I don't know. 3B, to cause anxiety, alarm, or indignation in. As in, the issues exercising voters this year. What are the issues that are causing anxiety, alarm, or indignation in the voters this year? So many things. So many things. I mean, abortion is and women's rights in general are probably pretty high on that list for many people. We'll just leave it at that. Okay, intransitive, there's only one. It is to take exercise. So what, you're the horse, you're the muscle, you're the troops. You're going to take exercise. Please, exercise me. Exercisable is an adjective. Okay, I got to make a sound effect. What am I going to do? Oh yeah, I'm going to do something related to the next word, which is... I didn't know that's what was the sound that was going to come out of my mouth. Exercise bicycle. Noun from 1976. The synonym is stationary bicycle. I'm sorry, you won't get to learn about exercise bicycle until we get to the S's. Next is exercise bike. Noun from 1977. 1 year later, people were like, eh, we'll just call it a bike. The synonym is stationary bicycle, of course. You know, it's a bicycle that's stationary. It's not going anywhere. I got one of these in my place. We bought one during the pandemic so we could still get some exercising in. We like to call it fitnessing. So I used that for a little bit of time this morning just to, you know, get the heart rate up, get the body going. And now I am counteracting all of it by sitting here. I try to stand at work most of the time, but sometimes I'm just like, I gotta sit down. So I go back and forth. I do sit more than I should, though. Exercise bike. Okay, that's my sound. Let's move on to the next word. Boop, 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 boop. That's the sound you gotta make when you're on the exercise bike. Exerciser is next. This is a noun from 1552. Number one. One that exercises. Two, an apparatus for use in physical exercise. Yeah, just go over there. Go use the exerciser. Are you done with this exerciser? I want to get on that exerciser because I'm an exerciser. I want to be an exerciser on the exerciser. So stop using it so I can exercise on the exerciser. Yeah. Do 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 do. Next is exercitation. Exercitation. Noun from the 14th century. Oh, this is so good. The synonym is just the word exercise. So you're doing an exercise. You're doing an exercitation? Exercitation. This is so old. This is like six or 700 years old. How would they use this in context? Pardon me, I'm just going to go do an exercitation because I need to get my fitnessing on. Can I hear some dance beats while I do an exercitation? Next, then maybe that should be my sound effect for the rest of the episode. We'll see. Next is exercycle. Exercycle. With a capital E. E-X-E-R-C-Y-C-L-E. This is a trademark, and it is used for a stationary bicycle. So this must be a company that made stationary bikes, and they called themselves Exercycles, because that sounds really, really cool. You gotta do this with your arms, too. Next is here's the word. Exergonic. exergonic. Either one, I think, is fine. Adjective from 1940. The synonym is exothermic, so exergonic is also exothermic. And we have an example, an exergonic biochemical reaction. Well, exothermic makes me think that it has to do with temperature of some kind, maybe hot, I don't know, could be cold. And then exo, it's on the outside, maybe the outside of the temperature on the outside is making the biochemical stuff react. I don't know. What's the etymology say? This is from the exo prefix plus the Greek word ergon or ergon, which means work, and there's more at the word work. So when the temperature is changing, it's making stuff work in a certain way. So it's exergonic, also exothermic. It's going to be a little while, not too long until we see exothermic. Next is exerg or exerg. Exerg. Exergue. Noun from 1697. A space on a coin, token, or medal, usually on the reverse below the central part of the design. And I am going to look up a picture of this exerg. Exergue. What? It's a thing on a coin. Or inscription. This says it also could be an inscription. So is this where, like, it says E pluribus unum or something like that? Lots of old coins. Cool stuff. Here we go. Here's one that's pointing out the exerg. It's so far away, I can't see it. So on the reverse side, there's a picture. I don't know. What is this? An ostrich? A camel? Something. A camel? And let's bring up this picture better. And so then below, looks like a person maybe working with a camel or something. Maybe there's some wheat. And then at the bottom of the reverse side of the coin, it shows some letters. And I don't know what they say. I assume that it's in Latin. Looks like it might be Latin. But this seems very specific. It's probably text at the bottom of the reverse side of a coin, right? Yeah. Exerg. All you coin collectors, you knew about this. I don't know if... I think this is more for old coins, not so much for new coins, because coins these days, they have all sorts of crazy different fun designs. Back in the day, it seems like maybe they had a little bit more of a standard layout. You gotta make sure that you got an exerg. What does your exerg say? It says, have a good time. Okay, this word is from, the New Latin exergum, which is from the Greek ex, which means out of, plus ergon, again, which means work. So it's essentially the same etymology as exergonic, but they just went a whole different way. And why work? What's work have to do? It takes work to put this exerg on the coin. That's for ding dang sure. Interesting. I mean, ex and exo is different in the Greek. You know, this ex is out of, but out of work, out of... I'm out of work. I don't got any work to do, so I'm going to write some stuff on coins. Okay. Next, I should have a stationary bike here at my desk. Next is exert, E-X-E-R-T. Transitive verb from circa 1630. Number 1A. To put forth as strength. To put forth as you're putting your strength forward. You're putting some effort, some elbow grease into a thing. There's an example. The force is exerted sideways. The force is exerted sideways. So there's some force and you're exerting it sideways? This is a very odd example. don't you think? 1B, to put into action or to tiring effort, and you are putting yourself, to put oneself into action or to tiring effort. You're putting so much effort into it that it makes you so sleepy. I want to go to sleep now because I have exerted myself. The example is, won't have to exert himself moving the table. Won't have to exert himself. He won't have to put himself into action or make himself sleepy tired. Because, either he doesn't have to move the table and he has delegated it to somebody else, or the table is just really light and it really doesn't take that much effort. Where are we? Number two is to bring to bear, especially with sustained effort or lasting effect, as in, exerted a bad influence on his students. That's like, number one, it's kind of similar to doctors do no harm. If you're a teacher, don't put a bad influence on your students. You're supposed to be a good influence on your students. That's what I think. So, exerted a bad influence on his students. He brought to bear a bad influence, especially with sustained effort or lasting effect. He put a lot of effort into exerting a bad influence, and it had an effect on them that's going to last for their whole life. Don't be this teacher. Number three, the synonyms are employ and wield, as in, exerted her leadership abilities intelligently. She didn't exert them stupidly. She exerted them intelligently. Employ, wield. I will wield my leadership abilities onto you. This word is from the Latin exertus, which is from the verb exerere, which means to thrust out. It's like I'm putting so much energy into a thing, I'm thrusting out all of my strength and energy and force. I'm gonna barf it on you. That word exerere is from ex plus serere, which means to join. And then there's more at the word series, like the world series. I don't know how. Exertion is next, noun from 1677. The act or an instance of exerting, especially, a laborious or perceptible effort. This is just the thing that happens when you exert. You do exertion. The act or instance of exerting. That's it. Whatever sounds come to mind when I think about being on a bike that's not going anywhere, physically or emotionally. Exertional. This is an adjective from 1959. Precipitated by physical exertion, as in exertional chest pain. Ooh, this could be bad, but hopefully this exertional chest pain was just from working on those big old pecs all day. Ooh, yeah, I'm exerting, I'm working on my pecs, so then I got chest pain tomorrow because my muscles hurt. Hopefully it's not heart attack chest pain. That would be terrible. These are the songs I sing when I'm exercising on the stationary bike. The next word is exeunt. Or exeunt. EXEUNT. This is... what is it? It doesn't say... oh, it's not a thing at all. It's nothing. But it's from the 15th century. There's no actual definition because it is used as a stage direction to specify that all or certain named characters leave the stage. Let's see. This is Latin. Exeunt is Latin for this phrase, they go out. That's what it means. They go out. You people You go. Right now.
Get out of here. We don't want your people anymore. We don't want you. Get off the stage. We got other people coming on the stage.
That is from exire, which means to go out. So yeah, I think it's like the, what is it, the third person plural probably form of exire is exeunt. I don't remember how to conjugate the Latin verbs. That was a long, long time ago in my past. That was about 30 years ago.
Ugh.
There's more at the word exit. So exit is probably having this, the same etymology. Ooh, we'll get to exit, in maybe two episodes from now? Let's look. Paige, behave. Come on, let me grab you. One, two, three, four episodes from now. Ooh, I gotta try and get a guest on for this one, existential. I have not put any effort into that. Okay, so exeunt is, when you're reading a play, it might say exeunt, and that means either everybody on stage goes away, or certain people, certain named characters, leave the stage. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Next word is exfiltrate, or exfiltrate. Either emphasis is fine. Verb from 1947, starting with transitive. Number one, to remove, as soldiers, furtively from a hostile area. So the troops are in a hostile area, and you got to get them out of there quick. Come on, you got to send the helicopters.
Niner, we need an exit real quick. We got to get out of here because they're shooting at us and we don't like it one bit. So we would like to leave and go home to our families. We don't like war. I don't know why I had to put my mouth in front of my hand in front of my mouth.
Okay. Number two is to steal sensitive data or data from a computer as with a flash drive. Exfiltrate is stealing data from a computer, probably using a flash drive. And these days, I think that maybe that's a little old. I mean, yeah, we're still using flash drives, thumb drives. We're using those a lot. But you could probably steal it using the internet also. That scary, scary internet. Intransitive is to escape from a hostile area. So the troops would be exfiltrating intransitively. The data would be being exfiltrated by somebody trying to steal it. Yep. Exfiltration is a noun. Well, it looks like there's not a lot at the etymology. It says it's from the ex prefix plus infiltrate. Ah, there we go. So when you infiltrate, you're going into the hostile area. You're putting the data on the computer. I don't know if I've never heard anybody say, I'm going to infiltrate this data onto the computer. But if you exfiltrate, I've never even thought about this being a word. That it makes so much sense when you think about it that way. Infiltrate, exfiltrate. How often does this get used? Never. A little bit. Exfiltrate. Okay, good to know. For some reason. Exfiltration, I think I said that's a noun and it sounds like, you know, filtering water or something, but it's not. It's not related to that, I don't think. I mean, maybe it's related. They're cousins etymologically, but I don't know. Boo, ba-doo, 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 ba-doo. Exfoliant. This is a noun from 1983. There were no exfoliants before 1983? A mechanical or chemical agent, as an abrasive skin wash or salicylic acid, that is applied to the skin to remove dead cells from the surface. I definitely don't have one of these here. I mean, I have like paper towel. That could sort of probably be an exfoliant. I could probably use this. I don't use anything like this. I'm sure there's tons and tons of dead skin cells just all over. I do now use a loofah in the shower. My wife was like, these are good. You know, they're going to like scrub real good, better than like your hands or something. So I use a loofah. That's probably a pretty good exfoliant because it's kind of rough. 1983, though, I mean, I think people were using exfoliants probably hundreds or thousands of years before that. But we didn't have a name for it. And why is there no etymology? Oh, because it's in the next word. Do 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 do. Exfoliate. This is a verb from 1612. Starting with transitive. Number one. Number one. To cast off in scales, laminae, or splinters. And I don't know if that's laminae or laminae. It ends in an A-E. To cast off in scales, laminae, or splinters. I mean, this sounds like lots of different things. Scales are on, I don't know, lizards and fish. So if you're exfoliating a fish, you would be removing its scales. And then splinters. Maybe this is a piece of wood, and you're just like breaking it off in like just pieces, and splinters are flying around. Boy, that... when they exploded that wood box, that really got exfoliated and turned into splinters. Number two, to remove the surface of in scales or laminae. And I now need to look up this word. I mean, I could just look it up on the computer, but where's the fun in that? I should go find it in this book. Let's do a quick look. Uh-oh, I hit a button. Everything's still working? Is everything still working? I think so. Let's just... why is this Adobe Acrobat thing there? Okay, good. It's still recording. So laminae, where there's lamina and the plural is laminae, these are thin plates or scales. Expanded part of a foliage. Yeah, okay. So thin plate or scales. That's laminae. When you laminate something... you're putting a thin sheet of plastic on it. I wouldn't call that a scale. It's a different thing. Okay, now number three is for exfoliate is to spread or extend by or as if by opening out leaves. Leaves. When I was looking in that laminae definition, there was a definition about leaves, so they're clearly related. So to spread or extend by opening out leaves or as if by opening out leaves. And so what, I mean, yes, sometimes leaves close up at night when there's no sun and then they open up the leaves. They can like fold and stuff. Sometimes, I don't know if a lot of them do it. They open up, they exfoliate themselves to the world. Hello world. Hello, I am exfoliating myself so I can get all the sun and do the photosynthesis. So then I can give you oxygen to breathe. Intransitive is number one, to split into or give off scales, laminae, laminae, lemonade, or body cells. There we go. There's the one that we're used to. Your skin is constantly, the cells, sometimes it comes off in cells or flakes, they're constantly dying. You're making new cells underneath, and they push themselves out, and the top ones die, and they become dust. All we are is dust in the wind. That's mostly skin cells. Ah, yes. Oh, you don't want to think about that, do you? Number two, to come off in thin layers or scales. Three, to grow by or as if by producing or unfolding leaves. Exfoliation is a noun. Exfoliative, either one, that's an adjective. That leaf opened up exfoliatively. That is an exfoliative leaf. We can stop that now. Okay, now we got to look at the etymology. This is from the Latin verb exfoliare. This might be lower Latin, which means to strip of leaves. So if you are taking leaves off trees, here I am taking leaves off trees. It's my favorite pastime. There were sometimes I would walk by like a bush or a tree or something, and there would be all these leaves down a little branch, pa 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 pa, and I would, I don't do this anymore because I think it's mean, but I would put my fingers on either side of the branch and I would just pull it off. So I was exfoliating the leaves from that bush or tree, and I'm sorry, you could use those leaves. I should not have done that. So, to strip off leaves, then exfoliare is from the ex prefix plus folium, which means leaf. And there's more at the word blade. So this word exfoliate, exfoliant, all came from leaves. That's what it's all about. Leaves. It's like you're removing the leaves from your skin. I have a lot of dryness. So there's, I could probably use from some exfoliation. And that was one of the forms, but yes, exfoliation. Now we got one more word and it's related. Do 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 do. I'm biking and singing, do 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 do. Exfoliator. Exfoliator. Noun from 1980. What a fantastic villain name to be the exfoliator. I am the exfoliator, and I will exfoliate your skin very gently. Here, let me exfoliate your skin for you. How are you doing? How are the kids? Wonderful. The word exfoliator, the synonym is just exfoliant. It's just a thing, a mechanical or chemical agent that is applied to the skin to remove dead cells from the surface. Lotions have exfoliant stuff in them. Sometimes they have those hard little particles. I don't like those. Those are weird. But, you know, they're going to exfoliate you. Okay, it's word of the episode time. Today we had exercise, exercise bicycle, exercise bike, exerciser, exercitation. We got to bring that word back. Exercycle, exergonic, exerg. Yep, exerg. Exert, exertion, exertional, exeunt, exfiltrate, exfoliant, exfoliate, and exfoliator. Ooh, let's see. I mean, yes, I use an exercise bike often. Is that a good one to pick? I mean, I'd like exercitation because it's a funny old word. Haha, you funny old word. Let's see. What was the other one? Exeunt. I like that one too because it's about the people having to leave the stage when they see exeunt. Yeah, that's a fun one. Exeunt. How do you do this? How do you sing a song about this? It's time to exeunt. Get off the stage. Go bye-bye. Hey. Okay, that's it. I don't have another movie to tell you about that I watched because I didn't watch any more movies since the last one. So you're just going to have to deal with that. This episode's a little on the longer side anyway. That's it. Thank you very much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.